Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel again. This video is about Tommy Robinson. Of course, that's an alias, real name, Stephen Yaxley Lennon. So Mr. Robinson, he's going to be sent to prison yet again. He's been awarded an 18-month sentence for contempt of court. He was ordered to stop repeating his bogus statements about a Syrian refugee, false accusing this person of a serious crime. So he was in breach of that court order. That is contempt of court, and that's why he's going to jail. So that was a civil order, first of all. You might say it's harsh to send someone to prison for doing that, but if it wasn't for this, then there just would be no enforcement. No one would take the least notice of these court orders if there weren't criminal penalties attached for people like him who materially and flagrantly breach them. So he's not breached it one time. It's been 10 times since the High Court issued that order way back in 2018. So it was at Woolwich Crown Court, London, where he was given this sentence. So he's 41 years old, and he has repeatedly undermined the rule of law. Sadly, he's got a following amongst quite a few knuckle draggers out there. It was Mr. Justice Johnson who said that Stephen Yaxley Lennon had breached the injunction on numerous occasions. And he didn't do this by accident. It wasn't mere negligence. And he wasn't reckless about it. He did this deliberately. Had it been one trifling breach, had he done it without really thinking about it, that might have been different. But no, this was willful. He knew precisely what he was doing. It all goes back to October 2018, when he live streamed a video claiming that Jamal Hijazi, a Syrian refugee in northern England, had been been attacked by someone else at school and so on. Jamal Hijazi was attacked by somebody else. And then Yaxley Lennon, he went on Facebook claiming that that Jamal Hijazi was a violent criminal and that Mr. Hijazi was lying and stuff like that. So a lot of people believed that, and there were death threats to Jamal Hijazi and his family. They had to move house and so on. So he had defamed Jamal Hijazi, who was awarded £100,000 in damages by the High Court and so on. So Stephen Yaxley Lennon has got a history of telling very big lies, and they're consequential lies which do real harm to a lot of innocent people. So he used to run the English Defence League. It was big in the 2010s. He says he's been silenced by the state. Well, that's not true. I mean, his film has had 47 million hits. So he said he was against Islamic extremism. He says he's not against all Muslims now. I don't think growing up, he wasn't actually against Muslims, as he says he had Muslims at his wedding. But the English Defence League here became too vile even for him. And when he left that organization, he was willing to meet some Muslims, supposedly see the error of his ways. So he's someone who makes a lot of false allegations, and he's no one to be campaigning against violence, given that he's been sent to prison himself several times for violence, including like stalking a female journalist and things like that. So it's very bad news indeed. So please don't turn him into a martyr. His first involvement in politics was being in the Respect Party, led by Comrade George Galloway, which proves yet again that the so-called far right have got more in common with the far left than either would care to admit. So this use of the term far right is by leftists to try and smear mainstream right-wingers, because the so-called far right are not right-wing at all. They're socialists. They believe in the nanny state. They want hyper-regulation. They want more public ownership. They want more welfare payments and so forth. They want higher taxes. What are they right-wing about? They're not particularly into capitalism or the monarchy or imperialism or anything that that a right-winger might be attracted to. Goodness. So anyway, Stephen Yaxley Lennon's defense is that he's a journalist. Well, I mean, that's obviously a real degradation of the word journalist. And he fervently believes in freedom of expression. Well, that might be true, but nevertheless, he's breached this by knowingly disseminating lies, dangerous lies. I mean, generally speaking, lying is not a crime, and indeed shouldn't be. But if you've proved to have defamed someone, to have lied in a way that dishonors somebody, which wrecks someone's reputation, which puts that person in physical danger, well, that's different. Anyway, he's a contentious person. He might be held in solitary confinement in prison possibly for his own safety. Because they say he suffered panic attacks and then he won well the Dums, My Heart Bleeds. So that is Stephen Yaxley Lennon, Tommy Robinson, the former baggage handler at Luton Airport. He's half Irish, he's half English. And in his movement, he exploited the murder of these three little girls at that dancing lesson way back in July. And there were all those protests by his organization in the August of 2024. But he went on holiday to Cyprus where he was spotted. Yeah, he's someone who's against illegal immigration, but he's been an illegal immigrant himself, borrowing a friend's passport to fly to the United States where he was caught and jailed for doing that. So he really is a dimwit. It'd be good if we didn't hear about Tommy Robinson ever again. Geert Wilders, the Dutch leader of the Partij voor de Vrijheid, has taken up his case. But yeah, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who hold Stephen Yaxley Lennon in high regard. Never trust a man who can't even tell the truth about his name. Well, thank you for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.